So today we have a Bihari and a Haryanvi guy living in Kolkata who are going to be talking about like an American sitcom based out of New York. This is going to be legend. Wait for it.
Dairy.
So, hi Kishan.
Hi Harsh.
Yeah, Kishan.
First of all, big fan, Harsh. Big fan. I've been following your podcast since you posted the first Bhand mood posting hours. So it's. I'm really glad to be here. मतलब सच में दिल से बोल रहा हूँ, झूठ नहीं बोल रहा हूँ मैं.
चलो ठीक है. ये अगर कोई सुन रहा है, तो मैंने ये पैसे देके नहीं बुलवाया है, ठीक है? इसकी genuine thoughts हैं. But thank you so much, Kishan.
ठीक है.
So talking about how I met your mother, right? How I Met Your Mother is a little close to me for a few reasons.
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother was the first show I had ever watched. Like the first, like it was basically my introduction to foreign shows and series. So How I Met, and I started this around when I was 18, and I was a little, matlab, like the first show that you're watching, right? It
yes,
gives
yes.
you an outside idea, you know, it gives you an outlook on how life is outside India. And you see the youth wahaka, you see how the, you know, adult life, like pre-adult, and just when you enter the adult phase, how life's going to be. And things are not quite same here, but like wahan pe jab dekhte ho har ek cheez, it's very fascinating. And I think currently, हमारा जो कल्चर है यहाँ का, स्पेशली द यूथ कल्चर जिसको हम लोग बोल रहे हैं, वो काफी इंस्पायर्ड है इन सब शोज से. एंड वी हैव बीन टॉकिंग अबाउट सिटकॉम्स ऑल अलोंग, बट देन आई वांटेड टू कीप हाउ आई मेट योर मदर एट द एंड, बिकॉज विद ईच लाइक वी कैन पॉइंट आउट मेनी थिंग्स और वी कैन ब्रिंग अप मेनी थिंग्स दैट वी हैव ऑलरेडी टॉक्ड अबाउट इन द प्रीवियस पॉडकास्ट ऑफ आवर्स. सो इफ यू हैव बीन फॉलोइंग क्लोजली, लास्ट थ्री पॉडकास्ट वर फ्रेंड्स, Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Office.
Exactly.
Right. So,
ठीक है, ये काफी मतलब coincidental हो गया, but How I Met Your Mother was actually my first TV show also.
Okay.
Because the main reason is that you start Office, you start Friends, you start Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and you start How I Met Your Mother. Like, जो सबसे ज़रा तुम्हें glowing, attractive लगेगा ना, सबसे ज़्यादा classy लगेगा ना start में, that's How I Met Your Mother only. I mean, Friends right. start on a slow note. Office is, we know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we also know. But How I Met Your Mother, वो उसका जो पहला impact था ना, so I thought कि यार ये show एक ऐसा है जिसे मैं continue कर सकता हूँ.
And How I Met Your Mother का एक चीज है, as you said, right? It starts on a very good note. If anyone's about to start watching shows, right? I would recommend watching How I Met Your Mother first, because How I Met Your Mother is not a show that you can watch at a later point of time. नहीं अच्छा लगेगा उतना, बिकॉज यू हैव सीन द पोटेंशियल अ सिटकॉम कैन ऑफर. बट हाउ आई मेट योर मदर का, लाइक फॉर मी व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड, द फर्स्ट पॉइंट एंड लाइक द बेस्ट कैरेक्टर ऑफ द शो, व्हिच इज एक्चुअली वेरी प्रॉब्लमैटिक, इज बानी सिंसन.
एग्जैक्टली, लाइक इसमें कोई डाउट ही नहीं है. द वे नील पैट्रिक हैरिस, दैट फर्स्ट सीन व्हेन ही इज सिटिंग इन द कार एंड ही सेज दैट आर यू वेयरिंग अ सूट, आई मीन दैट डिस्क्राइब्स हिम, लाइक दैट डिस्क्राइब्स हिज कैरेक्टर राइट देयर इन एग्जैक्ट दैट पर्टिकुलर मोमेंट. तो
राइट, एंड लाइक दैट्स, इट्स लाइक यू आर ब्रिंगिंग द फ्लेवर ऑफ सूट्स इन अ सिटकॉम.
एग्जैक्टली राइट,
वो ना एक फील आती है कि हाँ, लाइक and everyone is like mereko Barney banna hi hai, mereko Barney hi banna hai. If you watch any other TV show, right, they don't have a character jisko you look at and you're like nahi mereko yahi banna hai, because each character is flawed in one way or the, you're talking about Friends, because humne 5 ya 6 baar record kiya tha. If you take friends mein the most attractive character for guys, as in like the favorite character, if you take a general perception, is Chandler.
Exactly.
And Chandler is very flawed. Like Chandler ko bahut loser type ka image dikhaya hai. So you will see ki na people who are like accepting ki haan main hoon waisa. Like I am awkward, I don't do well with girls. they will be like, "Ha, I'm Chandler." Like they're settling down with Chandler. They don't want
exactly.
to be Joey's dumb as fuck. They don't want to be Ross because Ross is always whining. But then yes, they see Chandler in wahan pe ho jata. If you take the office mein Michael Scott is like everyone is Michael Scott, but no one wants to be the Michael Scott.
Exactly.
Right. And agar tum just going Brooklyn in it, right? Brooklyn mein Jake is adorable, but then he's childish. Theek hai? Like you relate to these characters. I'm not saying that these characters are not relatable. But How I Met Your Mother has set up a character. He's like amazing. He has a way with girls.
When you look at Barney Stinson, you say, how can someone be so perfect? Like, he's everything, man. He has a great job. He has a great personality. He's so good with lines. He's so presentable. He has everything, literally everything, man.
All rounder. He's good with music. He's good with magic. He's good with women. He's self-confident. So, like, that is a very desirable character. And he's very problematic, okay? But the fact that he's okay with it makes it like, oh, it's that guy. It's like, you know, it's very cool. And if you look at it, Barney is very self-centered as well. Because when we are talking about Michael Scott, right? Wahi cheez aati hai ki, oh, Michael Scott is so self-centered. Barney is self-centered as well. Lekin just Barney ka self-centered is taken up as cool. Yaar, iska self-centered banna chalta hai because is bande ne kuch kiya hai ki wo self-centered
ho paaye. Exactly. Wo hai waisa. You are attracted. I won't say that Barney is so much self-centered because you see how much he does for Ted. How much he does for Lily also.
I mean, see, that is, again, that is something that you can say ki, us case mein Michael Scott has also done for others, right? So that is not, like, it's about doing it for people you love. But again, with Barney as well, everything revolves around him, for him, right? Ki if you're talking about Ted, right? It's like he wants a buddy who's cool enough, okay?
Exactly.
Because it's his buddy, he has to cool enough. He doesn't go around just, you know, letting people, like, you know, setting people up. So, and How I Met Your Mother ka ek aur point hai, jo driving force hai show ka, that is Barney. Because at all points, we see after season 7, right? Season 7 ke baad, Barney ka, aur jab Barney aur Robin ka dikhate hain, tabhi se show starts downhill. Barney was the driving force of the complete show. Everyone had their own storylines, but the show was always in a way about Barney. And that is not something, like, that's not a mistake that other show made. Like, other shows mein tu dekhega to the storyline is distributed. Like, Friends, Ross and Rachel are the main thing. But then they are not the main thing. Like, that's very arguable. Right? But isme nahi tha, because isme somewhere all the and that reflected in the payroll as well. Because as far as I remember, the other characters were paid 240K per episode. And Barney was paid 420K per episode.
I mean, come on, man. He's Neil Patrick Harris. And you said about perfection. Season tabhi se problematic when I start hua na, jab Barney ko kind of, you know, main character se, matlab wo main stream se, uske perfection se hata ke usse niche laya.
Right.
After
it's
that,
like uski weakness hai. Like this guy has a weakness.
So Robin is his weakness. And they were just dragging like Barney ko wo entire do wedding season mein. They just drag the personality out of Barney.
ठीक है चलो ये पार्ट तो बार्नी का हुआ बट लेट्स लुक एट व्हाट हाउ आई मेट योर मदर हैड टू ऑफर इन इट्स टोटलिटी बिकॉज़ हाउ आई मेट योर मदर वाज नॉट जस्ट अ सिटकॉम टू मी आई थिंक नो अदर शो हैज एंड दिस इज अ वेरी अनपॉपुलर ओपिनियन बट आई डोंट थिंक एनी अदर सिटकॉम दैट वी डिस्कस्ड हैड द इमोशनल वेटेज दैट वाज कैरीड बाय हाउ आई मेट योर मदर बिकॉज There were few scenes which were very heavy, like which were very heavy, right? So, like, do you have any of these scenes?
Favorite scene, matlab sach bol raha hu, mere abhi bhi wrong pe khade ho gaye hai. The scene, remember that when Lily's pregnant and Barney's like, I gotta go. He goes to Lily, right, na, to convince her, and he brings Lily and Marshall together. Then that entire one thing, then that entire buildup of one season just for the proposal, that emotions in Robin's eyes when she was with Ted, Ted was about to drop her. So, like, kafi saare scenes hai, yaar. And then finally when Barney becomes a father.
Yes, that when he looks at his daughter and, you know, now he has this respect for women finally, exactly. or for the other gender. Yeah, I would, you know, I would do anything to protect you. And he's crying. And that's a very touching scene. But still, like, while that's like one of my favorite mm-hmm. scenes, like if like let's say these are two of your favorite mm-hmm. most emotional scenes.
Okay.
My two most emotional scenes. One is when Marshall's dad died.
Oh.
Right. When he died, so matlab, when the news broke out, first of all, Jason Segel, fucking amazing actor. The guy who played
Marshall was way too underrated.
That was a kind of thing, by the way. He was not told that they will reveal that his dad is dead.
Mm.
So, wo pura countdown tha, and wo pura show was a countdown. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember kitna number se, but starting from a particular number, it ended. It was like going down, and last wala point was ki Lily gaadi se utarta
hai,
and Lily. Your father had a heart attack, he didn't make it, and he just hugs her and says, I'm not ready for this, and his voice breaks, and it was so fucking, it chills, pura chills. And then they are at his funeral, and usko dikhta hai ki he has a voice note left from his dad, and he's playing it, and turns out it was a pocket dime. And then he says, Kina, and this is like my dad died. He was my best friend.
Mm.
And all I get is this. Thanks God. Thanks very much. And then there's this one little scene that no one noticed. Whenever in the show, someone says, from, let's say Marshall or Ted, if they're saying like someone else is their best friend, Barney interrupts.
Exactly.
And when he says this, right, he was my best friend, the camera immediately turns to Barney, and he doesn't say anything, because obviously that's not the moment as well. But then you see the look on his face change, because he never had a dad, right? And that's this one short minute of brilliant acting by Neil Patrick Harris, where we see he. It's I don't know, that scene tells me so much. This guy has that soft corner within him, and he it's just buried deep inside. Like, he obviously had parental issues, but then they were so deeply buried, and now when someone else is talking about it, wo nikal ke aa raha.
And you know, one more thing, this the thing about that Barney's dad. So it started like so much on a so much emotional level. But I don't know if I should say hats off to the writer, because some people love that fact that they turned that emotional thing into a complete funny thing. That episode with Katy Perry there, when when he asked Katy Perry, who's your daddy? And she asks, who's your daddy? And Barney like breaks out and she's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that show has actually brilliant actors. It had Allison, brilliant actress. Then it had Josh Radner, brilliant.
With that, I want to talk about my second most emotional scene. Is this one scene where Ted is narrating to his kids ki 2013 mein, there is this one night where he's basically making stories through the entire episode ki I was doing this, I was with Barney, I was with this, and turns out at the end of the day, he's actually all alone. There was no one. So everyone made plans and he couldn't go. He ditched all plans, or he couldn't be part of some plan for some reason or the other. And then he's saying that that night, if I was given a chance right now, I would not do any of the plans that were there. All I would do is, and then it's shown that he goes to the mother's house, and then he just says that, you know, hey, I'm Ted Mosby. And exactly 45 days from now, we're going to meet. And we're going to fall in love. And we're going to have two kids. And we're going to be happy. And I'm showing... And in exactly 45 seconds, your boyfriend's going to show up. And like, the only reason that I'm here is because I want those extra 45 days with you. And you know that the mother is dead, right? Like, at the
time
of the story narration, the mother's dead. And when you are now listening to this, it's so wholesome, and at the same time, it's so heartbreaking. It's definitely my second most emotional moment of the series.
Starting from season 1 to season 8, they kept some things, you can relate something said in season 2 to something like happened in season 8. The yellow umbrella is the best example of that.
It was a very continuous scene, the yellow umbrella wala.
Okay, one more thing, one more scene which is like one of my favorites was Ted's 2-minute date with Stella. I mean, he literally took her everywhere in those 2 minutes. And it was like really heartbreaking for me. I knew that Stella isn't the mother, but it was really like heartbreaking for me to see Stella left him at the altar. It was one of the perfect couples of the show. I mean, Stella was a little annoying, but still the way Ted loved her, they could have been one of the best couple of the show.
So I think with all that being said, I have missed one most fascinating point of the show for me. Dude, Kobe Smulders. Kobe Smulders is so fucking pretty. She was an amazing actor. Like, Robin's character was so good. Robin's character was very, like, an emotionally unavailable, toxic person. Basically... that's like the right amount of toxic that I want.
I mean, she had everything, the perfect amount of shyness. Nobody asked you, Patrice, that whole part. And look, she was so strong. Like, she was as strong as Lily, you know, with her dialogues and everything. If you define, if the male version of perfection is Barney, then the female version of perfection is Kobe Smulders.
But I started not liking Robin in this one scene, and it was not Robin's character was not at fault here. Neil Patrick Harris asks him to choose, right? And he has everything ready, and she chooses Kevin over him, and nods and she just shakes her head, telling him no, it's no for him. And then Barney had to go and undecorate the room. And it was like, fuck you, Robin. Why couldn't you choose him? This guy is finally keeping his guard down. I understand what she did was right and like perfect decision. But then, yeah, you know Barney, right? When you see something from someone else's eyes, the other person is always a villain. If you look at things rationally, then Robin was right to do so. But if you're looking at things from Barney's perspective, you somewhere feel for Barney.
And one more thing I would like to talk about, and him I am.
So the saddest point of How I Met Your Mother for me, Barney's dad had abandoned him. And we have seen the parental issues have Barney throughout. And we see that Barney is at his new place. And he has, like, Barney's dad has a kid. And he is now a dad. And Barney always craved a father figure in his life. And then he's seeing that. And he's jealous. And he's just, you know, throwing shade at him. And he's packing the basketball hoop that he uses to play with his new kid. And then he just says, you know, out of spite, that you are just some lame suburban dad. And Barney's dad is like, and why does that make you so mad? And then Barney says that, because if you're going to be some lame suburban dad, then why couldn't you have been that for me? And that point was like, oh fuck, I was not ready for this. I was ready for Barney to be a child, like handle this in the most immature way, but I didn't expect confrontation from him. And that was like, and that was a new Barney for me altogether. And you know, like, he finally accepted that something bothered him and he took stand for himself. And a bahut hi zyada profound respect aa gaya tha mere liye usme, like, matlab, oho.
That part actually marked the beginning of a matured Barney. That entire daddy part, everything. So How I Met Your Mother was like, I told you, it was my first show. But uske baad na, I watched Friends. And what I realized ki How I Met Your Mother is so much inspired from Friends. Like, starting from the first episode, okay. You see, what happens that the story revolves around someone who is searching for true love, okay? So, that guy will be Ted here and Ross there, okay? Ross fell in love with a girl
who joins a already established friend circle, right? Rachel joins the five in Friends and Robin joins their group in How I Met Your Mother. Ted also worked as a professor. Ross also worked as a professor. Ted and Robin on and off again. Same thing was with Ross and Rachel. See, Barney was a playboy, just like Joey. Okay. And just like Joey fell in love with Rachel, Barney falls in love with Robin. Some ship Joey and Rachel, some ship Barney and Robin also. So, you know, then again, just like Chandler being job was a mystery, Barney Stinson's job was also a mystery. Then let's come to this Lily and Marshall. So Lily was the mom of the group, just like Monica was the mom of the group there. Okay. And these two, Lily and Marshall, had a perfect relationship, just like Monica and Chandler have a perfect relationship. Just like Chandler had to work sometime from home. He was just sitting at home, just like Marshall. So, like, I like recollect these facts and everything. Him, I am really inspired so much from Friends.
It is. And it's not really just a coincidence or something, because there are way too many points. कि जहाँ पे तुमको दिखता है लाइक देर आर ऑब्वियसली लाइक डिफरेंसेस होंगे बिकॉज़ दे आर नॉट रिपिंग ऑफ द कंप्लीट शो बट काफी चीजें हैं
लाइक इवन बार्नी स्टिंसन सेड हैंगिंग आउट इन अ कॉफी प्लेस इजंट एज मच फन एज हैंगिंग आउट इन अ बार एंड वन मोर थिंग सी आई कंपेयर्ड मार्शल विद चैंडलर एंड दिस रॉस विद टेड ओके सो जस्ट लाइक Ted and Marshall were college roommates. Ross and Chandler were also college roommates.
बहुत चीजें like if you look at Ted and Ross, इन दोनों के तो काफी चीजें थी जो common थी. Ted and Ross grammar Nazi जिसको बोलते हैं.
हाँ.
So they were both grammar Nazis and like both of them as you said right professor के उसमें. So both of them actually even dated the students.
Yes, yes, they dated the students. अच्छा Monica like Lily and Marshall का wedding कौन कराया था? Who was the minister at Lily and Marshall wedding?
Barney.
And who was the minister at Chandler and Monica wedding? Joey.
I don't think it's safe to say that Monica and Chandler are actually
Lily and Marshall, right?
But then you see that, you know, that this one couple that becomes a parent of the group, if you look at it from that perspective, that is true. And also both these couples had problems with pregnancy,
right?
So yeah, this is actually true. But
Lily Marshall mein kafi ups and downs rahe. Monica and Chandler kafi smooth gaya tha.
Monica Chandler smooth gaya tha. See, that is one thing that I liked about How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother shows how difficult it is to maintain a relationship, which is most shows fail to show. Because even if you look at the other shows, right? They only show about, like, they have never shown a couple as a main character that has been together since the beginning. They show the process of falling in love, but no one shows how it is once you actually get together. And that was very, and like, also be like hanging out with your single friends once you are a couple. And that was बहुत अच्छे से portrayed ki ha, and that's how it actually happens. Like, if you look at, if you have friends who are couples, and if you're going out, like they're settled and they're married, that's how it is. And that's, I think that's pretty cute. So now that we have discussed about the plus, you know, the selling points of the show and what is the one thing in the show that we like, I want to talk about the problematic parts of How I Met Your Mother, because there are many. Okay, there are segments of How I Met Your Mother which didn't really fly off with me when I was rewatching it right now. First of all, the complete objectification of women. Women were treated in the worst way throughout the show. Okay, that's one. Second is something that I also found in Friends, that Lily and Robin were constantly slut-shaming other women. And this was there in Friends as well. Rachel was constantly slut-shamed in Friends. So that was there. Like, bahut sare parts.
And objectification of women when you talk about, right? So, isme na, kind of worst part tha na, ki objectification of women ho raha hai, and nobody, like, around them complained even. Like, if you consider some movies where you see, like, objectification of women and everything, you can see that other people's reaction. And How I Met Your Mother, it was like people are enjoying this. On one side, you're showing that Robin is so strong, Lily is so strong, and independent woman. And on the other side, you are constantly slut-shaming them.
It's not just slut shaming. मतलब वहाँ बहुत part आते हैं यार. It's border. First of all, it's borderline sexual assault. Then you see this part where Barney is obsessed with seeing Lily's boobs, and that's creepy. And like the fact that he wasn't called out for that even by Marshall, it was a little disappointing. Then there was fat shaming, and मतलब for example, no fat chicks.
Yeah.
Right. वहाँ था the complete playbook part of, you know, having like just like the idea of manipulating women into having sex. And I while I love the bro code segment, the bro code segment was in like essentially just not about having bondings between men, but it was choosing men over women.
Exactly. Bros before hoes. That was the first code, right? And so, you know, like this part, the playbook part, there was some like awkward words like which shouldn't have been there, like Mills Wonkas. You remember that Mills Wonkas? Mother, I would like to sleep with and never call again. I mean, maybe it sounded cool at that time, but now it's like, it like really creeps me out now.
And then there were a few parts which were like I don't think many people noticed, but Robin was always, there were jokes about Robin not wanting to have kids, right? And then turns out Robin can't have kids. And it's like, you can't handle that. Like, because it's like, if I have something to do, right? And jaise, let's say I want to do an MBA. But I don't want to do an MBA. But if you tell me ki I can't do an MBA, so that hits different. And that's just like a career choice. But having a major life decision is like blocked out for you. It's a little, I'll honestly tell you, when I did my engineering, I didn't have the best of the times. But then it was my choice, right? So I had an option that, you know, I can drop, but I didn't. But if I was forced to complete that nahi tere ko, you can't drop. So that would be like, okay, well, that would just make it suffocating right there for me.
That part wasn't emotional. That part was actually painful when Robin says that you're probably not even there because you're not even there. Something like that, when she's sitting in the park all alone and talking to her imaginary kids. Part wasn't emotional. That was actually painful. And that part, there was one complete episode called The Perfect Week. You remember?
Uh-huh.
Barney scoring 7 chicks in a row.
Like, the best parts about Barney are unfortunately the most problematic parts. Like, there are the hot crazy scale. It's funny. Then it's there. It just stays there. You see people actually taking it seriously. And Barney's corporate work culture, for example, right? When like office, if you look at that, and colleagues are actually just shitty people who you are cool if you are degrading someone else. Like, they make fun of Marshall for just, you know, as much as getting food that has been cooked by her wife, or, you know, just for talking to his wife at work. And that's just like, okay, creepy. But one thing which was like one of the favorite part of the series, and at the same time very, very problematic. You know, as I said, right, this episode talks about love, and this episode talks about love in such a nice light. Like, that was one of the best part of the show. Like, you know, how important love is, and, you know, the search for the right one. Okay, so, I mean, as unrealistic as that is, there were messages being delivered, and we got them. But then they showed the complete Barney Robin proposal, and while it was an amazing scene, I get it, it was really fun to watch. Robin essentially said yes to marrying someone because he was clever enough to get execute that.
Exactly. And like, he actually literally tortured Robin for like over a couple of weeks. He literally just tortured her. Like, Robin was sitting there with Ted. Barney was watching her. You remember that when Robin was crying in that, I think it was church or something, which was, what was that part? I can't remember. So Robin was crying with Ted. Barney was just watching it and planning his entire the proposal thing.
And that's there. Okay, so I'll tell you what. If you want to get a like woman, right, which is like an ideal sense of, I don't know, koi alag se successful task achieve kar diya. If you're scoring a chick, right? To matlab, it's very fucked up, dude. It's very fucked up. Like, ye abhi bhi hota hai. Like, I want to highlight an incident while we have a chance. The same thing that happened. Like, this mentality actually is problematic in the culture. I'm not going to talk about it in detail because, but the Nikita Tomar incident right now. It's just a person's obsession with having a girl that he has never interacted with her. So he doesn't love her or anything. He just likes that person because she's attractive or she gives off a particular vibe. And then he is obsessed over her and he just wants to own her. And this is the mentality that is like you know, stems out of things like this. Like something as minute as this. When you are normalizing something like this, that is what it gives birth to. The idea of the word like chick, I don't know. It's very unsettling for me at this point. See, there might have been a time when I would have been okay with it, but ab like when you just understand ki haan wo tumhara conditioning tha jo bekar tha, but like that's like the people, the kind of people, the friends you met, or you know the way, the extent to which all this was normalized, made it okay for you to listen to this. But now you know when you understand the basic human part of you rises up, तो वो सुनाई भी नहीं, मतलब मन नहीं करता, I don't know. And वही चीज़ है यार, उसमें अगर one night stand भी तो बोल रहा है, तो it's like the one night stand where, and the same thing happened in Friends. Like the one night stands are not exactly one night stands. The one night stands are where they wanted to, you know, have something, and the other person ghosts them, and that's not like ghosting one person, because we have all done that, right? When you know, you, let's say you have a one night stand and you don't like the person, you don't know how to get rid of that, probably you did that, agreed. But if that's a part of your like whole personality, where you know my whole personality revolves around finding women, trying to impress them, having a one night stand without them, no, like without with both of us having different expectations from it, and then ghosting the other one, that's shitty. And having like scoring a person apparently is not that difficult. Like all you have to do is be there and, you know, be fun. But that's exactly not the point. That's not the point. The point is to have someone that like you can fall in love with, and someone you want to love, that someone that makes you want to love them. So like it can't just depend on attraction. So that part was problematic. So all in all, I think How I Met Your Mother is a good series to watch at least once, but it has to be like, you can't watch other series and then watch How I Met Your Mother. Like How I Met Your Mother is a terribly like terrible but amazing show. It's very funny, and I love the bro code part, which actually talks about something that is very important, where people choose their partner over their existing friendships, and that happens with men a lot.
Exactly.
So, I like right now when we're even talking about it, हमारे मन में एक चूती का नाम है. But that was like there, but it was more like वो वाला part नहीं लेके, because that included work to be done on our part. We just went ahead with, you know what, bros over hoes, like. So yeah. But I think it's a nice show. There are a few points. Like there are pros and cons. Unfortunately, as good as the pros are, the cons are not really something that can be overlooked.
Like in all the sitcoms that you discuss, Friends, Office, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, How I Met Your Mother has the best direction, I would say. The storytelling of How I Met Your Mother is the best. None other sitcom has so good flashbacks and flash forwards. You can take the example of the pineapple incident. It's so good. So such a great direction, actually.
Wo bahut acha hai. Like the way they have maintained the timeline is pretty good. So matlab wo agar in sitcoms mein dekha jayega, to, and like baki sitcom mein, it was happening in the present. So they really didn't get a chance to have that. But implementing the timeline was a really nice choice.
And one,
my, my,
One more thing was the title of the episodes they kept. That was very like attractive. Like, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Exactly. That's a very thing I was talking about. So, hi, Arkaf. It's a really nice thing. And I would like one thing that I felt was another con, and this was like something that I could live with, is that they introduced too many characters and they made most of the characters the main characters. Like, agar tu dekha jayega, any other show, characters came in and stayed for long enough to become one of the main part characters of the show. But How I Met Your Mother had cameos after cameos, and those cameos stayed on. And like, they became, like, they went on from becoming a cameo to becoming an actual part of the show in a way. So that stretched things out. Like, that stretched the storyline.
The only good person, the only good recurring actor in How I Met Your Mother was Scooter. He was the only good recurring actor. And the worst part about How I Met Your Mother is, why are you building up 9 long seasons to introduce us to a mother who's just there for, I guess, 7 to 8 episodes?
वही है ना, मतलब वो तो पूरा दिखाना था कि like that is the whole building point of the show. So what? Okay, fun fact with which I'll be ending this. Scooter actually the real life husband of Neil Patrick Harris. Hold up. ओ भोंसड़ी वाले चाचा. What you think? चुतिया तुम्हारा लड़का.
चुतिया ये important है. हमारा लड़का है ये.